Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam Lee, and we will be taking callers as regularly here on our show. You're listening to Psychic Talk Radio in the afternoon. All right, everyone. Well, before we start taking our callers, as it looks like we have a lineup here in the queue already, we're going to make our announcement for the website, which is howpsychic.com. Once more, the website name is howpsychic.com. Come over to our website and check out our great specials. We have a $15 special for 30 minutes. We also have some other unbeatable prices here at HowPsychic.com. All right. We're going to go ahead and take each caller one at a time as we bring you on air. You're going to state your name, where you're calling from, and you're going to go right in your question. Our first caller today is area code 626. And hello, caller, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Amaka. And
yeah.
How are you? Mm-hmm. How are you?
Doing good. And where are you calling from, and how can I help you here?
Yeah, California, and I am Los Angeles, California. I wanted to find out what you pick up on a gentleman around that I'm with. Well, I work with, I remember we talked a while about him. I was wanting to pick up in regards to him and me. We've had like a little friendship, but I wanted to know if you see.
All right. Well, as far as I'm picking up on here, yes, there is definitely a little bit of friction going on there still. What I do feel, however, is that this has still room to make a good turnaround and become something better. Okay. I suggest that right now you just kind of continue to wait it out and try and remain as positive as possible, because this will have a good turnaround. I feel that right now that person's mind is still trying to wrap around everything, and this is why we're still receiving some of the difficulties, okay?
You said wrap around... What?
Well, wrap around the situation. Like, his mind is still trying to process, still trying to comprehend.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Our next caller for today is area code 805. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Sorry. Hi. Yes, my name's Donna. I'm calling from California. Hi.
Yes. Hello, Donna. And how can I help you?
Yeah, I wanted to know, there are two questions I have. If my friend Izo will be moving to Santa Barbara and buying a home here. He's my elderly friend that lives back east.
Okay.
And then I wanted to know if I would be going to Canada to visit his sister. Oh, okay.
We only do one question per call, so
what I'm going to ask you to do for me is to tell
me which one of those is more important for you, okay?
Okay, I wanted to know if I would be going to Canada to visit and help out his sister in Ottawa, Canada.
Okay, give me one moment to tune in. Yes, I do feel you will be going there, and I get a sense of urgency with it, but I also feel like it's not going to happen real soon. I feel like we're still going to have to wait a little while for that to happen here. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. What do you have going on in May?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
No.
I want you to keep your eyes peeled for times in May. There seems to be blessings on their way to you in the May time period, okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you, Reverend. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, our next caller for today is going to be area code 520. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, I'm calling from Phoenix, and this is Linda calling you. Thank you.
Yes, Linda in Phoenix. How can I help you?
Well, today I got an email, and it was letting me know about some work that I had done. And do you see an expansion of that? Do you see, for my career, do you see anything?
Okay, let's see here. Well, what I do feel is that the energy is definitely helping you. There seems to be a good expansion in all areas, not just career, although the career is more specified here in the direction it should be going. It seems to benefit you on all levels. And you know what they say, sometimes if one thing gets better, the energy spreads and becomes contagious. You know, just as if you had something bad happen with one particular project, that energy spreads to others. At this point, I think it is best for you to remain positive and to stay in the level of highest manifestation and vibration. The more we believe it is going to happen, the more it does happen. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. All right, and our next caller for today is area code 424. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name's Julie. I'm calling from California.
Yes, Julie, and how can I help you?
Yeah, I want to know what you see coming up for my love life.
Okay, Julie. So this is the guy in the background. He's very silent. This one, I'll tell you, I feel like we get a lot of callers. They have these people in the back, and, you know, some of them step up very often but don't do what it takes, and others, they're just too silent. And this one feels very silent to me, feels like an opportunity you're just trying to pass by because it hasn't gone anywhere, but you're having a difficult time letting it go.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Okay, here. Well, you know what? I'm feeling that there is a new individual. This one's coming around the bend. And we're looking here at about the first part of April to, you know, maybe early middle April. Okay, we're talking maybe a week and a half once we get into April. The rest of this month is really about you focusing on your financial well-being, focusing on other blessings that you need to have come in right now, okay? But within that first week and a half of April, you start to see that the opportunity to have a real relationship, not just a passerby, is going to unfold in your life. This person will be your twin flame / soulmate, okay? Someone that is kind of a little bit in between the two, but more on the twin flame area than the soulmate area, okay? This individual you will find attractive as well as them finding you attractive, and they will have their stuff together. They won't have, you know, any real issues going on. I think there's only one issue that I'm feeling with this particular individual, and that has to deal with some family issues, you know, but nothing that I feel is holding them back, okay?
Yeah, that's so accurate, because the guy that is silent right now, I haven't heard from him in a few months, and I mean, I have a feeling that I will hear from him, you know?
Yeah.
But it's
still too little, too late.
It's kind of one of those. Yeah, but it's one of those things. It's like, you know, we had some problems, and then now he's not talking to me. And it, you know, it's hurtful when somebody just shuts you out for 3 or 4 months. You know,
it is
and
hurtful.
Just,
and you know what? Mm-hmm. That in his actions, he has shown you great disrespect. Okay. I think that, yeah, he will come around. He will end up showing his face again. But, you know, at this point, he has not shown the gratitude for having you as a part of his life. And I think
right.
he has a lot of self-esteem issues to go through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's sad because I felt, like, really close to him and I really wanted to be, you know, with him. And I just couldn't wrap my brain around, you know, why he couldn't just be a loving partner. It's just so weird to me. I'm like, what's the big deal? But
well,
you know, I guess that was my lesson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, sometimes, hon, we cannot fully understand the issue at hand that they might have because we'd have to go through and see with their own eyes what they've seen throughout their lifetime. You know, sometimes the psychosis is not understandable by people that are not them. So we have to be able to progress beyond that. We don't have to understand the facets of the psychoses and why he does what he does. All we have to understand is that he's not ready. Okay?
Yeah, I agree. Thank you so much. You're so fabulous.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, for those of you tuning in and listening that would like a private reading, as we can help everyone with a private reading, please do not forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. And we have a lot of great specials going on over there today, so take advantage of these specials before, let's say, here 5 p.m. today. We have a 30-minute special going on for only $15.99. We have a one-hour special going on for $25.95. And we also have our four-week subscription and a 10-minute sale. 10-minute sale is $5.95. So come on over to howpsychic.com for all of your private reading and spiritual needs. All right, everyone, we have, let's see here, looks like we have another caller here. This is going to be area code 510. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Sarah from California, and I'd like for you to see if there's any career opportunities coming for me in the near future, please.
Okay, let's see here. Give me one moment to tune in for you. And, okay, I'm getting anywhere from the 29th of this month to about the 1st of next month, okay? The 29th to the 1st of next month is going to be very auspicious for you getting something good, okay? Now, before that, you're going to have another offer come on the table. It's not going to be anything real significant, something that you just want to kind of shoot down, but you don't want to really shoot it down because you don't know what else is coming your way. But what I'm trying to tell you is it's going to be small, the first thing on the table. It's not going to be worth it. Go with what comes in through the 29th of this month to about the 1st of April here, because that's going to be much more substantial, and it's going to be in the area you're really trying to go after right now, okay?
Will this be through a resume I have sent out on the Internet or through some other means?
Well, I'm not sure. We don't really do more than one question here on the show.
Okay.
I would definitely be very happy to help you through a private reading on our website because I think there's more we could cover as well. But I will tell you this. I want you to keep your ears, your eyes, and everything out there, your foot, you know, do your footwork more and more. Don't give up. Don't just relax because we know something's coming. I want you to put out that effort, and I want you to, you know, do everything you can to search for a job because, you know, the moment we think something's coming our way and we just sit down and we say, okay, the universe is going to provide it, the universe says, well, if you're not going to meet us halfway, we're not going to meet you halfway, you see?
You got it.
I want you to continue to do that, but it does look promising, all right?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our next caller for today is area code 773. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name's Lucy. I'm calling from Chicago. I just have a question about the next few weeks or so. I've been through a period of big change, and I want to see how, well, basically I want to see, you know, is how I'm doing.
Well, Lucy, I know you are doing very well, and I think you need to have a little bit more faith in your abilities, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because, Lucy, you are a gifted human being. Let me just put it that way. You have the spiritual awareness. You have what it takes. We all do, but you have the awareness of that. You see what I'm saying? And you
mm-hmm.
have to go on that. So I think you're doing well, but I think you can do a little bit better, and you need to continue to have faith in your ability to manifest and to process. Okay?
Okay. That sounds good.
All right. Wonderful. I give you about another week, and you're seeing a larger impact, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our next caller for today is area code 727. Hello, caller. Please say your name, where you're calling from, and go right in your question.
Oh, hi.
Yes.
This is Sally. Hi, I'm sorry. This is Sally. I'm calling from Florida.
Okay, Sally. And what part of Florida are you in?
I'm in Tampa.
Oh, Tampa. I love that area. I'm a native Floridian, but I'm not in Florida right now. I'm actually originally from Pompano Beach.
Oh, okay,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Yeah. So how can I help you today?
I'm actually expecting to receive my inheritance soon, and I wanted to know what month you see that coming.
Okay, let's see here. Mm-hmm. Is there legal issues surrounding this that are holding it up right now?
No, there's no legal issues. I'm just waiting for the payout.
No legal issues. Okay, because I'm seeing something holding it up. Someone's holding it up. It's like they're not doing it. They're not processing. Something's going on there. I am looking at this, and I'm seeing the 16th and the 17th of April. Possibly sooner, but the 16th and the 17th of April are what really is resonating with me on your timeline for payout. Okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that
mm-hmm.
sounds great.
Hello?
Thank you so much. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. Okay.
Thank
you. Well, thank you for calling in, and it does look like it's going to be good, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, for those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com, providing you with all of your spiritual counseling needs and lighting your way. All right, we have a lot of great specials going on over there. We have the $5 special. We have the $15 special, the $25 special, and we also have a four-week subscription special on our website at howpsychic.com. Remember that these must be taken advantage of today before 5 p.m., and if so, then you will be sent, which will be pretty cool. All right, now it looks like I think we've gotten through all of our callers here. Now, if you have already been brought on air and you have gotten your question answered, please push the number 1 again on your touch tone phone so you are no longer raising your hand in the queue. This will let me know that you've already been taken or you no longer have a question to ask. All right, everyone. Well, we're going to go ahead and listen to some music by the CD entitled Oneness. This is going to be by the artist Zarina. The CD, wait a minute, there we go. We've got one more caller here. Okay, area code 856. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
I'm Maria, and it's from Philadelphia. I was wondering,
because I know there's some changes going on with me, and I was wondering if there's anything better going to my future in the next couple of weeks. Whatever you can pick up.
Okay. Well, number one, I feel the health is going to improve. Normally, I do much more general, much more specific questions than that for the radio show here. But the first thing I'm picking up on is the health is going to improve. The second thing is that there has been a feeling here sitting with me since you've called in about abandonment. It feels as if you were abandoned or, you know, left alone. Like your friends are not helping you. Your family are not helping you. It looks like you need help, but no one's around when you need them. And I'm feeling that, you know what, that's okay. You're going to make it after all, as the song goes, because I see you being like the phoenix and rising from the ashes, you see.
Gotcha.
What I get here is that the financial strains will also ease off here within between now and about the mid of April. Okay, you're going to start to see it gradually happening as we get towards the mid of April. It'll become a larger helping hand, as they were. Okay?
Gotcha.
All right. Well, I thank you for calling in, and I wish you all the best.
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right, well, before we end the show, we're just going to listen to a little bit of music from our CD entitled Oneness. This is by the artist Zarina, can now be found at zarina1.com. This is track 2 entitled Serenity. Please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. Once more, please check out the website, howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. All right, everyone. We want to thank you for listening and tuning into our show today here at Psychic Talk Radio in the afternoon. Please don't forget to tune in tomorrow, same time, same place. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We want to wish you namaste, love, light, and have a wonderful, blessed day. Goodbye.